Howdy and welcome back to readaboutit.com. I tell you what, as barely a sports fan last night, I was just giddy with anticipation for the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl. It starts college football bowl season. And before you stop, no, I'm not making that up. That was the inaugural bowl last night, so kind of sets the tone for the big weekend. Popcast this week will be... it'll be a bit short. You know why? Because I had a great moment this past week, a post-Christmas moment. I had Christmas with my folks, and on the way home, my girlfriend Kimberly was asleep in the car next to me, and my daughter, Pup, in the back seat was sacked out on a pillow snoozing. And I was listening to a little U2 driving home, about a three-hour drive. I just had a moment of happiness. And, of course, when that happens, I don't have a whole lot to complain about. You know, happiness just drains the funny out of me. It's like seeing, you know, Lewis Black with a smile on his face. It's just not right. So this will, of course, be a brief one, but I wanted to wish everybody out there a merry, merry holiday season. And before you get on to me on the war on Christmas, let me explain. I say happy holidays because I'm lazy. I don't want to have to look at you and size you up and figure, okay, all right, is this doorman, is he a Christian? Could he be a Jew? Perhaps an atheist? Do I see any pagan symbols on him? What's up with that? Speaking of pagan symbols, okay, maybe this commentary will be a bit longer than I thought it would be. Speaking of pagan symbols, I was in a burger joint in, Waco, Texas, a couple of weeks ago. I was not deported. No, I was there on business. I was in a quick burger joint, and I look across the counter from me, and the guy taking my order has a giant pentagram tattooed on his forearm. I mean, it was good sized. It was, you know, a pretty good sized circle. And it looked kind of old and faded, and I thought, man, that's a good reason not to get tattoos right there, because you never know how it's going to affect your future employment. You might have to wind up working at a burger place. Anyway, he takes my order and goes to the back, and the manager comes forward. And the manager's a guy about my age, maybe 5 or 6 years older. I look at the manager's arm, and the manager has a similarly faded tattoo. It says Motley Crue on it, and it has the pentagram on it. So I'm thinking this guy got it right around the time that, like 1983, 84, when Motley Crue Shout at the Devil came out, and he's been paying for it ever since then. So I guess certain things don't eliminate employment opportunities for you, but they sure as heck can limit them. So for any of you guys who have pentagram tattoos and you can't get a job, just drop me an email and I will, of course, let you know where I was eating last week in Waco. Where was I? Oh, yeah, Merry Christmas. I just say happy holidays because I don't want to have to go through it all. I don't want to have to remember to stop saying Merry Christmas and move on to Happy New Year. So here it is all together for you. My Christian friends, Merry Christmas. Hope you've had a great and joyous holiday season. To my Jewish friends, Happy Hanukkah. To my African American friends, have a blessed and enlightening Kwanzaa. To my Muslim friends, I hope you had a blessed Ramadan. To my atheist friends, dude, I hope your Tuesday rocks. To my agnostic friends, whatever, dude. You know, pick a lane. That's all I can tell you. But anyway, have a happy holiday season. I'm not sure. We'll probably have a podcast next week to get you ready for New Year's, which, I consider New Year's less of a holiday and more of just basically an organized frat party that takes place across the entire country. We will be on the Dick Clark Watch next week. But anyway, won't talk to you before then, so have a very happy Christmas coming up on Tuesday and Christmas Eve for those of you who celebrate it there. And come on back. It has been a fun year so far on readaboutit.com. Next year, I promise you, I'm going to get published. I'm going to take you folks with me, and we'll detail that starting in January. But anyway, have a great holiday, everybody. Be safe if you're traveling. Be sober if you're not. And we will see you back here next week. Until then, I'm Reed Kerr, and as always, Seacrest out.